On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, everybody out there in podcast land, time for another episode of Rapid Fire, where we try to stump each other with questions. Some easy, some hard. We'll see. We got three questions for each other, so we'll see who is the winner this week.
Yeah, and I got some good ones this week because I was changing a tire or getting a new tire, and I wrote these questions this morning.
All right. Well, let's see how they are.
Yeah, I had a 2-inch nail in my tire. Can you believe that?
Oh, man.
That sucked. What a way to start the day.
Ugh. So you had to change your tire, or did you have, people?
We had AAA come in and put the, because I had a CN. I didn't feel like doing all that work. I'm too damn old to do that now.
Yeah, I have AAA, yep.
Threw the donut on there and took it over there and found out I need a new tire with a nice giant, I think I have the nail around here somewhere. I'll show it to you. Can you see it?
Holy moly.
That was in my tire. 2 inches.
Why'd you drive over that?
Wasn't on purpose.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay, let's get to the questions. Enough of my hardships.
All right. Question number one for you. Who are the original members of Angel?
Angel. Oh, good question, because they're playing in your neck of the woods on Friday, aren't they?
They are, 2 days from now.
Good, you better go. All right.
That's the plan.
Yep, Frank Domino on vocals, Punky Meadows on guitar. The original is Mickey Jones on bass, Barry Brand on drums, the mighty Greg Jafria on keyboards.
That is correct.
Yes.
You get 1 point.
You knew I'd get that one.
Well, I didn't know, Mickey Jones or Felix Robinson.
Yep, that was I actually thought of that. I thought you were trying to trick me, so I wanted to make sure it was the original.
That's right. Okay.
All right, question one for you. And did you see the Motley Crue Dirt movie yet?
I did.
Yeah, interesting first 5 minutes, huh?
Yeah.
Not for the kids.
No, not for the kids. Right. Send the kids out before you even start it.
All right, this is based on, I saw the movie, and this question is based off of it, kind of, sort of, because in the movie they screwed it up. All right, Motley Crue's first show was at the Starwood in Los Angeles. Who did they open for?
The Starwood. I'm going to say Van Halen.
Van Halen would be incorrect, because Van Halen in 81 was huge. They're not going to play the Starwood. Now, in the movie, they put Quiet Riot on the marquee, but the actual answer is Y&T.
Oh, really?
Yep. First two shows.
I wonder why they put Quiet Riot. I guess it's a bigger name.
Maybe people think, I don't know why they didn't put Y&T. That was the action. Well, all these movies, maybe they didn't have permission. Who knows?
They probably just threw a name up there. Who cares?
Yeah, maybe.
We care.
We do.
Why? We care. All right, 1-0. Jeez, I got to make a comeback.
Hey, Max, I'm winning. My son's over here doing his homework.
All right. All right, question number two for you. What is Kiss's highest charting studio album on the U.S. Billboard 200?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Psycho Circus.
That would be incorrect.
Ooh.
Close, though. Psycho Circus got to number three.
Okay.
This album got to number two.
Was it Revenge?
No, this would be Sonic Boom.
I knew it was. I should have got it when you said number two in Sonic Boom. Yeah, that movie's that album is crap. So,
yeah. Hey, I like Revenge way, way better.
Yeah, Sonic Boom and Monster, the last two Kiss albums.
Yeah.
I'll pass.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, question number two for you. The mighty Tommy Aldridge, drummer with lots of hair, 68 years old, has played with everybody known to mankind. But what was the first band he became famous in? His first recordings were with
first
what band?
First recordings.
In the 1970s.
Oh, jeez.
Want a hint?
Yeah.
Southern rock band.
Southern rock?
Yep. Had one major hit.
I will say Molly Hatchet.
Nope, that'd be incorrect. The band's lead singer was Jim Dandy.
Oh, crap. Jim Dandy. I know him.
Has a state name in the title. The Clintons are from the state.
Oh, Black Oak, Arkansas?
That is correct. Yeah, one hit. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Yeah.
I didn't realize he was in that band. I thought he was European.
No, he's from Florida.
Jeez.
But I think he lived in London. There's an awesome podcast with, I think I sent you, Let There Be Talk with Dean Del Rey. He interviews Tommy Aldridge. Amazing interview. Goes through everything, even the day that Randy Rhoads died. He goes blow by blow what happened.
Wow.
And tells the real story of why it happened.
I'll have to listen to that.
Fascinating.
All right.
He also played with Gary Moore, which I didn't know.
I didn't know that either.
I guess he played on Gary Moore right before he joined Ozzy.
Okay.
That was the connection because Gary Moore and Ozzy were on the same label, Don Arden's label, Jet Records.
I'd like to have seen Gary Moore play for Ozzy.
Well, he was
asking. I don't know if that would have happened, though.
Yeah, he was asking. Gary said no.
No.
Because Gary's pretty much he drank a little, but he was just straight edge. He didn't do drugs, and Ozzy was all about drugs.
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Okay, question number three for you. Who sang in Iron Maiden longer, Paul Di'Anno or Blaze Bayley?
I'm going to say, that's tough. Di'Anno, are you talking about recordings or actually being in the band?
Being in the band.
See, Di'Anno was probably in 79 to 82, and Blaze was probably maybe a year. I'm going to say Blaze.
That is correct. Blaze was in 5 years, and Paul was in it for three.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you are 2 for 3. Ooh, very nice. Great job.
Yes. Wow. I am a man.
Very impressive.
All right, and your turn. You ready for this?
All right.
Question three for you. Who are the current guitarists in Whitesnake?
Oh, God. Man, if I go to M3, I will find out.
Yes, you will. And they're both awesome, by the way.
I'm going to say, I don't think this is right, but I'm going to say Adrian Vandenberg and Doug Aldridge.
That would be incorrect. Would you like a hint?
Sure.
Both of these guys, well, one guy is more famous for being in another band, and the other guy just left Night Ranger to join Whitesnake.
The one guy that I can't even pronounce his name from Night Ranger.
The other guy's much more famous.
I don't know.
All right. The answers are, the guy you couldn't pronounce, his name is Joel Hoekstra.
Yeah.
And the other guy is Reb Beach.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Yep. Reb Beach has been.
He's been kind of in and out of it, hasn't he?
No, he's been in there for a while.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the primary songwriter. It was always, oh, God, what's his name? I just blanked it. You said his name. Doug Aldrich. And Doug Aldrich left, and Reb Beach became more the main songwriter, the main guy in charge. So, yeah, they're on tour now.
Yeah.
New Whitesnake album is coming out very soon.
headlining M3 Festival on Saturday, May 4th.
Yeah, we'll talk about that maybe. Who knows? We'll see.
All right.
All right, was that 3 for 3? No, that wasn't 3 for 3. That was...
No, I was like 1 for 3. You win.
You're nothing. 0 for 3.
Oh.
I win. Yes. I win.
Tell him what he's won, Johnny.
Oh, and I've won nothing again. Oh, man.
That is right.
You're listening to the Hard Rocking Trivia Show on Spreaker.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen out there in podcast land and all around the universe, we're going to talk about the 2019 M3 lineup, and that is going to be on the weekend of May 3rd, 4th, and 5th, coming up real soon. So if you're on the East Coast of the United States, and Danny's moving his mic around, and I'm getting all kinds of noise.
All right, I will stop.
Okay. It's like, that's okay. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate that. So we're going to go over each day in the lineup at M3, so maybe we can persuade some of you guys to go. I don't know how much it is, but I know you can go all 3 days at a big VIP price, and if you don't want to do that, you can go on a Friday only or a Saturday only.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty reasonable price. I mean, if you go all 3 days out on the lawn, it's not bad at all.
Yeah, because they've just redid that place. I know they got Merriweather has changed, fixed it, and I think they put bigger screens out there. So if you sit on the lawn, and you don't want to pay much, you can see it just fine because they have giant screens now.
Yeah, yeah, it's a cool place to see bands.
Yeah, so let's go over it. Danny's got the list in front of us.
Yeah,
in front of him.
On Friday they have a special VIP set from Kip Winger. I guess you have to buy the VIP tickets to get to see that. Probably three of my favorite bands are playing Friday night, so if I was able to go, I would definitely be going Friday. But Black and Blue, Enough's Enough, and Kix are playing Friday.
Ooh, that's a pretty good lineup.
Oh, yeah. Kix kills it.
Now that's
kind of a local show for them.
Right. And the Kip Winger thing, the VIP, that's most of the people get the seats a little bit closer. That's where he stands up there by himself on a 12-string. And just plays all his hits. And it's pretty impressive. I've seen him do it in a small club. And the guy's got some major talent. If you can pull that off, standing by yourself with a guitar and entertain everybody, it's pretty impressive. And then the other band, Black and Blue, is, I think, 3/5 original or 2/5 original at least. And, you know, Danny and I were always big fans of that band. So
I was a big fan back from the first album.
Always worth seeing. Now, Enough's Enough's a little bit different. It's basically the Chip's Enough band, because Chip is now singing lead vocals.
Yep.
And he kind of pulls it off. I mean,
does. I saw this incarnation, and they were great. You know, I liked it better with Donnie singing, just because of the interaction, and he's a great performer. But this incarnation's great.
Yeah, it doesn't suck. It's worth checking out. So. And, of course, Kix is always fantastic live. So Friday's going to be packed just because it's a hometown gig, and they always kind of do something special for their Baltimore fans. So Friday's a pretty good lineup. That's a pretty strong start.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. Of the 3 days, if I had to rank them, I'd say Friday's number one, even though you have many fewer bands. But the lineup for Saturday, I'll go in kind of reverse order from how they have them listed.
Okay.
Tora Tora, Autograph, Kingdom Come, Danger Danger, which I'm a huge fan of, L.A. Guns, Steven Adler, of course, from Guns N' Roses, Firehouse, Warrant, and then the headliner Saturday night is Whitesnake.
Ooh, okay. So starting it off, what was that?
Tora Tora.
Tora Tora. Tora Tora has got a new album out. I love the first album. Second album is okay. New album's okay. I've never seen them, so I'd be into seeing them. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, Autograph, I think we saw them.
We did. They were back on the second stage when we went.
Steve Lynch, what a guitar player that guy is.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have their original singer. He's not with them anymore, but it's worth it just seeing Steve Lynch play. He's incredible.
Yeah, and the band, the band's pretty good, actually. They put out a new album. Not too bad. I liked it. does sound different because, yeah, this lead singer is different, but they play the hits well. It's a pretty professional band, so if you like Autograph's old hits, you'll like them. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
What was that, Kingdom Come next?
Kingdom Come is next, yeah.
Now, this is without Lenny Wolfe, because Lenny Wolfe basically retired his version of Kingdom Come when they were based out of Germany. This is the original four guys minus Lenny, but the lead singer is a guy named Keith St. John. He's the lead singer of Burning Rain, and he was the lead singer in Monroe's. What a singer. This guy is amazing. So, and James Kotak on drums. The Kingdom Come band was actually a pretty good band, but they were only around for, I think, two albums, and they kind of split off, and it became the Lenny Wolfe project. But I was always a big fan of these guys. I wish Lenny Wolfe was there, but if I was in Columbia, Maryland on that day, I'd be pumped to see Kingdom Come. Who's next? Right. You gotta go through because I can't remember these.
Sure,
things.
No problem. Yeah, next one is Danger Danger, who I love.
Yep.
And is Gypsy Pearl still singing with them?
Danger, danger. No, it's Ted Poley.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who did we see Gypsy Pearl singing with?
Love Hate.
Love Hate, that's right. I thought he was singing with them.
Yeah, but Gypsy Pearl's been in L.A. Guns. He's been in Rat.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he isn't in Wilson Phillips, you know?
That would be Jizzy Phillips.
Yeah, yeah, I have to change his name there. Maybe it is. Maybe it's something we don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, last time we saw Danger Danger at M3, they were fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were great. They've got the songs.
And they got three original guys.
Yep.
The rhythm section is the same, Bruno and Steve. And lead singers, Ted Poley. Yep, they don't suck. Nice.
Yep. Next up is L.A. Guns. Now, you pretty much get what you get with L.A. Guns.
Well, this one's a little bit different. I don't know if you heard this drama, but this is not the Phil Lewis, Tracy Guns version of L.A. Guns. This is the Steve Riley drummer. Hey, the other guys didn't want it. Do you want to do something? So Steve Riley got Kelly Nichols and two other guys. They're calling themselves L.A. Guns for one gig. So it's really
for this?
Yes.
Oh,
so it's really not L.A. Guns. So who knows? I mean, it's some guys that have been in L.A. Guns, but no, it's not L.A. Guns. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's about time you get a sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd take a piss.
Sorry. It's not the real thing.
Next one is Steven Adler.
Well, Steven Adler's probably doing his thing, Adler's Appetite thing, where he just plays all of the first Guns N' Roses albums. So it's basically like seeing a tribute band with Steven Adler playing and smiling through the whole set. So,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're gonna see Guns N' Roses, I mean, being a tribute band, I'm not really interested.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, those two bands back to back, and I don't even know if they're doing the two stages anymore. Are they doing the one stage or two stages?
I think it's just one stage because there's not enough bands for two stages. I mean, it's only what, nine bands.
And they put the rotating stage in a couple of years ago. Maybe that's what they're just doing. They're spinning it around.
Yeah, so you got like 5 minutes between bands. That would be awesome.
Yeah. I remember when I saw that. They did something similar when they did the Cat House Live in Irvine Meadows. And literally one band would just finish the song, play the last chord, and that thing is spinning around and the next band is playing. There was no stop in between.
Nice.
In fact, at the end, Ace Frehley was playing, but, you know, they were hitting curfew time, and he's finishing the song with Sebastian Bach. That thing is turning halfway through the song. By the time they finished the song, they were turned. They were done.
Damn.
Pretty comical.
Yeah.
Oh, who's next?
All right, next is Firehouse. I've always been a big fan of them.
Yeah, they still do it. I don't like those ballads, though. I like the rockers. CJ can sing. Bill can play. The band is good. I just hate Love of a Lifetime. And they start playing those ballads, I want to throw up.
Yeah, they're kind of their ballads have been big hits, but.
Yeah, stick to the rockers, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Next up is Warrant.
Warrant's always good. No complaints about Warrant. I mean, different singer, but he's great.
Yeah,
they, you know, they play all the hits.
They don't have the original singer?
Yeah, Janie Lane died. Oh, Mr. Smart Guy. Yeah.
Yeah, the original one's still there.
Yeah, he's not.
And then last up headlining the night is Whitesnake.
Well,
which I've never seen.
Oh, then you got to go to M3 just to see, because I don't know how much longer Coverdale's got.
I mean, I'll be in Florida.
Really?
Yeah.
For the whole weekend?
Whole weekend. I leave that Wednesday and come back the following Thursday.
Oh, well, damn it. Well, maybe Whitesnake will come back around. Who knows?
Because yeah,
they're doing a little tour. I don't know if Coverdale can really pull it off live anymore, but that band is incredible.
It'd be worth seeing.
Yeah.
Just for the band.
But if I had to choose between Friday or Saturday so far, I'd go Friday.
Oh, yeah. If I only had one night, yeah.
So what's Sunday look like? Okay,
so Sunday, starting off with Vane, then XYZ, then Bang Tango, then Vixen, then Quiet Riot, then Skid Row, then Extreme, Dokken with three of the original guys, and Vince Neil.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Well,
the voice of Motley Crue.
Well, so far Friday wins.
Oh, absolutely. Those first four bands, Vane, XYZ, Bang Tango, and Vixen, I mean, we saw Vixen the one year, and they were fantastic.
They're different now. Well, let's go. Vane, sorry, I was never a fan of. I know some people love them. I'm not one of them. Never liked Vane. Sorry, guys. XYZ, I've met the lead singer. Super nice guy. I have a couple songs I like. I was never a big fan of XYZ. I've never seen them live. Maybe they'll change my mind if I saw them live.
Yeah.
Bang Tango was basically the lead singer and some other guys. I like maybe four or five songs from Bang Tango. So far, I wouldn't be excited about the first three. Vixen, yeah, Vixen's good. They're better than the other three I just named, but they have a new lead singer, too. Their lead singer, Janet Gardner, left. Now, the lead singer they have is Lorraine Lewis. She used to be in Femme Fatale, who I think we saw.
Yeah, we did on the backstage. They were fantastic.
Yeah, so she's the new lead singer of Vixen. And Vixen actually are so much better live than they are on their albums.
Because
their albums are watered down. You know, make them poppy. And live, they're better. They're a better band. Yeah. Who's next after them?
That comes Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot with a different lead singer, James Durbin from American Idol. Did you ever hear that album?
Nope. I have it, but I haven't really listened to it. I listened to like the first few songs. Okay.
Yeah. James is a great singer. That's not a great album, though.
Yeah.
They're playing out in my neck of the woods, I think, in the summer. I might go just see them out of curiosity, but so far, Sunday's not looking great. But I like Quiet Riot, but
yeah,
I don't know about with James. I would have to wait and see, though.
Then comes Skid Row.
Skid Row.
Which I've always been a huge fan of.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even without Sebastian, I still like their music.
Yeah, they were good with Johnny. But they got another guy named ZP something. South African dude. We haven't got an album from them yet. I don't know if he can sing. He used to be in Dragon Force. Who knows?
Oh, man.
Who knows?
Yeah, I remember the singer for Dragon Force. I didn't know it was that guy, but he's great.
Yeah, so apparently this guy's a good singer.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping Tony Harnell would have stayed, you know. That would have been interesting, but maybe it didn't work out.
I can't see TNT mixing with Skid Row.
Yeah, it's a different kind of vocal.
Yeah. Up next is Extreme, which they're one of my top five bands. If you've never seen Extreme, shame on you. I'm sure there's been plenty of opportunity, but they're freaking amazing.
You know what would have been great? If they would have put Extreme on Saturday and swapped them with somebody else, like, who is the other one? Put Warrant on Sunday and Extreme on Saturday and switch those two spots. That would have been a great Saturday.
Oh, yeah, Saturday. So we saw them at M3, I don't know how many years ago, but
40 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know how many times I've seen Extreme, and they're fantastic every time. So
love them, and they're coming out with a new album soon, which I can't wait. It's been too long. Love that band.
Totally.
Nuno doesn't suck.
He's the opposite of suck.
Yeah, he's awesome. And the next was Dokken, right? Dokken with George Lynch.
Yeah, Don Dokken, George Lynch, and Mick Brown.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool to see. I mean, George doesn't get up with him too often. I saw Dokken recently with the other guy, other band. And they were pretty good, but with George is something special. I guess it's a one-off thing. He's just doing it.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool to see.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how Don's holding up with his vocals, too.
Yeah, well, he's holding up much better than the next guy.
You mean Vince Neil?
Oh, Vince Neil?
No. Oh, man, I saw videos of that last show in L.A. It was awful.
Yeah, he's like he's scatting the lyrics. He's not really saying anything.
No, and half the time, I mean, listen to the first song. And try to get the lyrics from what he's singing. I don't think he's singing any lyrics. He's just up there just singing a melody, but no words.
Did you see that video where somebody posted that and they tried to, underneath when he was singing, they wrote what he was actually singing. And it made no it was so funny. They subtitled one of the songs. I think it was Girls, Girls, Girls. And it's subtitled. It's hilarious because he's not really singing. Hey, 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 hey.
Yeah.
He's turning into Bob Dylan.
A lot of Dale. Oh, jeez, dude, come on.
Take a ride. What? What? Yeah, that's a weak lineup on Sunday.
If it wasn't for Extreme and Skid Row.
Or in Dokken with George Lynch.
Yeah, the rest of it, maybe it's a kind of a get there late and skip out early like we did with Bret Michaels.
Yeah, once he started playing, Sweet Home Alabama?
Sweet Home Alabama.
We're gone.
Done.
Yeah.
See you later, Smiley.
Yeah, if I was in the area, I would probably go Friday and Saturday. If I was in the area, I'd go all three.
But yeah.
Just to see Extreme. But if I had to pick one, definitely Friday. Go Friday for sure. And, you know, Friday was going to be different because it was supposed to be Kix and Heaven's Edge. But I guess one of the guys in Heaven's Edge got sick and ill, and the band didn't want to play without this particular guy. So they dropped, and then they put those two other bands in the place, which to me looks – I mean, Heaven's Edge was good when we saw them, but I'd be more excited about seeing, you know, Enough's Enough in Black and Blue. That's a pretty good trade-off.
Who's singing for Black and Blue now? Is it Jamie?
Oh, it's still Jamie, yeah.
Oh, nice.
So that's going to be pretty cool. So you have any you know how much tickets are? Any clue?
I don't. Let me look it up real quick.
Yeah, because if you listen and you want to check it out, figure we give the information. You know, Danny's going to be in Florida. I mean, I guess his daughter's probably going to be doing the
cheer thing.
The cheer thing. Danny has to go cheer for the cheerleaders. Do your fatherly deed.
Let's see. There are some tickets right in the middle. In the second section back that are $255.
Ooh. Is that for all 3 days or just one?
No, that's all three. That's on Ticketmaster.
Yeah, you never know. You might be able to pull. I see. If you want to go sit in the lawn for 3 days, it's only $80 plus fees.
Oh, man. That's totally worth it.
That's totally worth it, and you could probably sneak down there, you know.
Yeah.
That's what we used to do when we were slimmer. And younger.
Yeah, when we didn't cut such a wide swath.
Yeah, we'd buy the cheapest tickets and sneak our way down there like everybody else. That's nowadays, right. We just, where's my seats? And we plant it down.
I got to sit.
Yeah, I can't do this anymore. Ugh. Well, you people out there, I hope you enjoyed this, our little preview of the M3 Rock Festival in Columbia, Maryland. We've been twice. It's an awesome show. I'm sure you people are going to have a great time.
Yeah, of all the festivals that are out, this one totally fits my taste.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, this is the only one. There's other festivals, and when they start with the R&B or the rap or whatever kind of crap they're going to put out, I'm done.
Yeah. And this festival last year, they had a Southern Rock Sunday Fest.
Yeah, Southern Rock Sunday, they called it.
Maybe that didn't go so well and they just decide to go back to this. Who knows?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know that I would have bought 3 days if one of the days was Southern Rock Fest. You know, because I can handle, you know, maybe a set of Southern Rock, but a whole day? Oh, that's a lot of notes.
Yeah. A lot of yeehaws.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Southern Rock, but I don't think I could take a whole day either.
Yeah. If it was a day of Flirting with Disaster, that'd be all right. But you got Sweet Home of Alabama thrown in there, too. Nope.
I like Sweet. I like that song, but I'm sure you're sick of it. Yeah.
Oh, totally. Ugh.
Freebird's one I can't stand anymore. I've heard it way too many times. Play yeah. Freebird. I'll pass.
No.
Yeah. On that note, everybody have a good evening.